"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Is this working?
We're on the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. Go to the iHeart app for the John and Ken On Demand podcast.
All right. It is Friday. It's the last Friday I'll be on the John and Ken show, so I'll be looking forward to the last Moist Line calls I'll hear as a host. I'll be listening as a listener. I don't know. Also,
probably
this is
not.
Tough. We're going to have the mob here to throw a mob into the dumpster. What?
Mob on mob.
It kind of works that way today with hacking a dumpster. It's hacks, and there's a lot of them, and there's members of the public, and they're all going in. So you'll hear this, however it sounds, in about 30 minutes. Moist Line callers are coming up at 3:20 and to end the show around 3:50. We begin the hour by bringing on Steve Gregory from KFI News. There are concerns out there that there is a serial killer of the homeless.
Yeah.
I did it again. People experiencing homelessness.
A vagrant.
I think they really bristle when I always ask, and then it's like, you know, so how many homeless guys in this or how many homeless in
that?
I think they get very upset.
Because you don't use their phrase, their magic phrase?
And then, you know, somebody told me once about it, and I said, listen, those are your terms. Those aren't my terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we have, you know, and we have the new standards. It's the same thing like illegal immigrant or illegal alien. I mean, that's still a federal term, illegal alien. So,
right. Well, try hobo.
Well, no.
Well, that's what they
that's
used
slang.
To call them. It's slang?
Oh. Hobo is a slang.
When I was a kid, that's what they were called.
Right, slang.
I never heard the term homeless. I heard hobos, bums.
Well, yeah. Transient.
Transient.
Transient is what I always heard.
Vagrants.
Transient, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's a guy, and it started overnight last Sunday. That's the first one that happened on 110th Street in Vermont in South L.A., down in the Westmont area, at around 3:10 in the morning. The next one happened the following day on Monday, the 27th, at 4:45 a.m. in the 600 block of Mateo Street. That's near Skid Row. And then the third one happened just this past Wednesday at 2:30 in the morning at Avenue 18 in Pasadena up near Lincoln Heights. And the reason that this has got everyone sort of panicked is that this, you were talking very vulnerable community, but all three of these men were shot as they slept. And this person just walks up and opens fire on these sleeping homeless people.
Well, could it be another lunatic homeless person?
It doesn't appear so because the photos that they released today in the press conference that I was at, it shows a car a pretty nice looking kind of a high-end sports car in one photo, and then shows another guy in a photo in a hoodie, and he appears to be dressed in a normal fashion, but I will tell you the photos that they provided today were enlarged and made them very grainy. They are working with their digital forensics people to sort of get clearer pictures from whatever surveillance video they were able to get. But they're really worried because, again, this has been happening between like 2 in the morning and 5 in the morning when these people sleep. And they don't really, they're not out and about at that time in the morning. And what I noticed was interesting, I'm going to show you a map, John. And this is, it shows the location of all three of the murders. Do you see something that's common about all three locations? They're all next to a freeway.
That's where a lot of homeless are, right?
Yeah,
that's right. 110th Street in Vermont is right next to the 110. And the Mateo Street is near the 10. And then you have Avenue 18 in Pasadena. And that's near a collection. That's where the 5 and the 110 come together.
Yeah. They're all right. I mean, so the murders happened close to a freeway. So I'm sure.
Well, that's where you find them, underneath the overpasses.
Well, not necessarily, but I was looking at it more as escape route.
Well, yeah, easy on, easy off.
Right. So someone put some thought into this.
Well, this would be very difficult to stop, wouldn't it? If they're doing this at 2 in the morning and there's homeless encampments everywhere. There's 45,000 people.
We've had this before, but I think in Orange County there was a guy that killed
people. So here's the thing, though. None of these murders happened at a homeless camp. They were all by themselves in open areas. Alleyway, sidewalk.
That's what he targets, so he has no witnesses.
No witnesses. And no one around to stop.
So it's a psycho with a compulsion here.
Yeah.
And what's anybody going to do about that?
Well, now, so the press conference today, when I first got the alert about this last minute press conference, it was with the chief of police. Then we got an updated list, and then Mayor Bass was a part of it. And then we got another updated list with DA Gascon. And then we got another updated list with the Department of Justice, Rob.
Gascon should check the 14,000 cases he hasn't prosecuted. They might find the guy in that.
Well, it was just fascinating to me that they took something like this, which could singularly be handled by the LAPD, because this is a homicide investigation, but it quickly turned into a political event.
Right, because it's homeless people getting shot. Do they do this? Do they have everybody showing up for a press conference when it's a housed citizen?
No, because they're not what they consider the most vulnerable of our population. And that was the way it was described today. These are the most vulnerable of our population, and they deserve this attention.
Well, actually, since the failed homeless policies of Karen Bass and the failed crime policies of Gascon, this is the natural result.
And here's the thing. You know what's really sad about all of this, other than the actual murders themselves, is that what's the first thing we're going to ask of the suspect when they're in custody? What's the first thing we're going to look at? We're going to look at their history and whether or not they're out on parole.
Right.
Of course.
It's akin to the questions we ask that every time that there is a shooting in the south part of LA, the first thing we always ask agencies is gang connection, gang retaliation, gang initiation. I mean, we've got this textbook of questions.
Sure, because likely it checks one of those boxes.
Right. So now we're at that point because of the way things have been going in these last few years. Now in our toolbox of questions, it's always, was this person on parole? Was this person on probation? Was this person an early releaser? Now we've got those questions to add.
When you are going to have policies that promote this kind of chaos, how does this not happen? You have criminals running around, they do not get prosecuted. You have homeless people allowed to sleep in the streets and alleys when they should be forced off the street in some manner. Well, of course this is going to happen soon enough. Got enough crazy people running around, enough people face down in the streets, drugged out, or whatever their issue is.
Well, Mayor Bass made a big point today, a very solid point, to say that everyone out there knows someone who is on the streets. That they need to call them and tell them to get shelter tonight and do not be alone.
That's very nice.
How are you going to call them?
Well, it says right there on the warning.
A lot of homeless people have phones, too.
I was going to say.
How do you know they're... I don't know anybody sleeping on the street. Nobody I know knows anyone sleeping on the street.
Well, 46,000 people are on the streets of L.A., but There's millions of people, right? Probably not.
Well, someone actually asked the question of how are they going to get the word out? Because they were talking about deploying all these people through LASA and the other homeless groups to go out and hand out flyers and tell everyone to be careful and cautious. And a reporter said, well, that's an awfully big task.
But you're asleep. What are you going to do?
And, well, yeah, but obviously.
How are you going to be cautious when you're asleep?
Well,
this is so silly on their part. They created this situation. And now they want all of us to do what?
Well, they're hoping that somebody recognizes this man.
Sure. If the picture, I'm going to tell you, I posted it on my Instagram.
Greeny,
huh?
What happened to the guy?
What about the car? Maybe the car could be recognized.
Yeah.
What about the guy who almost burned down the 10 freeway?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, they haven't caught that guy either, have they?
No, but they've been getting a lot of tips.
A lot of tips.
What are tips in a case like this? Like what? Phone keeps ringing and ringing.
Someone says, I know that guy. His name is Joe.
These are psychics and loony people.
Sometimes in some of these situations, you'll get someone that calls and says, hey, I know somebody or I saw someone that looks very similar to that person. They work at the such and such store and you should look into that. Yeah. That's the way we get a lot of those tips.
I think in this case, they're hanging out at this homeless camp, right?
Well, again,
I think it's got to be a vagrant that started that fire, that guy.
Oh, I think so? That was... You know, based on everything I've been told, that's a foregone fact. But
they tried to tell us
privately
that weekend not to jump to conclusions.
Privately, they're admitting that now, huh?
Well, I think we've talked about it on this very show about the diversions and that they've been politically have been telling us
yes.
to get us off the scent.
They don't want you to stigmatize.
No. Yes. Well, so,
homeless people are not arsonists.
They think this guy is likely going back to his home after murdering the homeless.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the car. I mean, the car that you see in the photo appears to be a pretty decent-looking photo.
Right.
I mean, a decent-looking car and, like, aftermarket stuff on it. It looks like a little sports car. So it looks like someone's got some money, and then this guy's apparently say it's a guy, and then they did say it could be a woman, but they're thinking it's a guy in a hoodie.
When was the last time a woman was going around taking out vagrants?
Well, there have been...
Well, there's a homeless woman that killed that Hollywood tech guy, John.
Homeless
that Hollywood
women
exec.
Are pretty violent, and they have been involved in those kinds of things, but not in this particular case. This is a case of either thrill kill, someone's got it out for the homeless. Who knows?
All right, Steve. Thank you for that update.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Very good. Right, thank you.
Steve Gregory, KFI News. And again, a news conference was held by Mayor Bassetti. Bascone, pick one.
It's Bassetti for homelessness and Bascone for crime.
And Michael Take a Knee Moore, the LAPD chief, asking for help.
That's a good middle name. Michael Take a Knee Moore.
Almost sounds like he's a Native American.
Yeah.
One other thing to point out, in case you haven't or you want to listen to the podcast, fine, John and Ken on Demand, but also NBC4's I-Team discovered that after 1 year of Inside Safe from Mayor Bascone, $67 million has been spent, and 255 homeless people have found permanent housing. We've got 46,000 in the city of L.A.
255. It's a year.
$67 million just to jam. The idea is to just jam them into hotel rooms and get them off the streets to make people think that there's progress.
How many people did she promise would be taken off in the first year?
I can't remember.
Something like 30.
I thought it was thousands.
Yeah, it was thousands. I'll do a little quick Google search. See if we can see what the original promise
was. Well, the other thing we don't know is, and they're telling us, I think, that thousands have been removed, but they cycle back.
Right.
I mean, some stay in the hotel rooms for only a short time before they... And the people in the story that Joel interviewed were like, it could be worse here. I got drug dealers and prostitutes right outside my hotel room door. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to go back to the streets.
Well, I'll look that up because on the graphics that they showed in Joel Grover's story, they had only put 1,900 people away and 255 in permanent housing, and the rest of them are staying in temporary motels or whatever.
Permanent housing is supposed to be some kind of an apartment, some kind of a place that's yours.
255 out of 46,000. Good work, Karen. Excellent.
All right, when we come back, round one of Friday's Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. So the answer is, how many people did Karen Bascone promise to house off the streets in the first year? The answer is 17,000.
Oh, my gosh. You mean permanently housed or just put in some, like, motel rooms?
Interim and permanent housing.
Okay. Well, we don't have a number on that yet, but we've only got, a couple of hundred that got into permanent housing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was a big number.
It was a big number, yeah. See, that's a direct quote. That's
well, I'm sure when they put out their report, they'll tell us that they took 17,000 people off the streets. It's just not, where are they? Remember, Garcetti tried to pull this fast one where there's a revolving door. They're out.
They're liars. These are very, Bascone and Garcetti, they're fancy liars. You know, they're not direct, straightforward liars. Newsom's like this too. It's like a blizzard. It's like a blizzard of nonsense. And you've got to carefully pick out the lies inside the blizzard.
All right, we're going to throw some hacks into the dumpster after the 5:30 news. In fact, it's a mob of hacks that include politicians and some of the public. Find out what that is when our mob members help us do that. Coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. Right now, though, we turn and play the Moist Line. All you have to do, and here comes the Christmas music version, leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
You know, it's funny, guys, that we knew who the 9/11 hijackers were like a day or two after it happened, and the Las Vegas shooter. We knew who he was, his whole background story and everything else a couple days after the shooting. But the guy that lit the fire underneath the 10 freeway, nothing. He just disappeared.
Ken, congratulations on your retirement, buddy. Gonna miss you. But I
Thank
have
you.
A great name for the show, John, because it's just going to be you. It's got to be called Cobeltlandia. Cobeltlandia.
Nobody loves mountain lions more than me, but an $87 million luxurious animal bridge so they can reach the other side of the 101 freeway and another lion. Why not stick a big culvert pipe under the freeway? The cats don't give a how they cross. They can use that. Who's behind this? Is it the high-speed rail idiots?
You guys, I got totally baked. I ate most of the food that I had here, and now I'm food insecure. Dude.
Dang it, Ken. John cannot be trusted to fly this plane alone. He barely got the training wheels off his bike. Seriously. Thanks for the entertainment and memories that you have so selflessly provided us for so many years. Enjoy your retirement.
COVID was the world's biggest case study for what hysteria and pandemonium causes people to do. For the first time in the history of civilization, we all got together and decided we're going to sacrifice our young people and their future to save the old, the sick, and the dying. It would be the equivalent if the captain of the Titanic said, 80-year-old infirm men to the lifeboats first. Women and children be damned. But that's what we did because of hysteria.
You know, I'm angry and I'm fed up with the government of California, but I'm not shocked that they hire some disgusting, sicko, attempted murder gang member. I don't give a f- if he was 17.
Oh, that story,
that's an adult. That's a man to me. You're 17 years old, you shoot somebody. I don't give a f- you're an adult. And the fact that that piece of Newsom is in a photo smiling with his disgusting American psycho smirk, that just proves that he also is a psychopath and he has no f***ing clue.
Ken must have found the clause in his contract for hazardous duty pay working with John. Way to go, Ken. All the best. Take care.
Well,
the problem with the diversion programs is not only does it not show consequences, but it shows these criminals how to get better and how they got caught and where to do better next time.
Carnivores die from...
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th.
Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Heart disease and cancer. Vegetarians die from heart disease and cancer.
My husband and I are moving out of California next year, and we had two things on our bucket list. One was to throw a big bag of feces at the Leaving California sign, and the second was listen to John and Ken once we're no longer living in California. Well, I guess we're going to have to rely on throwing poop. We're going to miss you, Ken.
It's about time the L.A. City Fire Department got off their butts and started inspecting all these junk yards underneath the freeways. Karen Bass did a good job doing that. The fire chief of L.A. City should be embarrassed because not only is she the fire chief, but she was the fire marshal. Storage under the freeway should never have been allowed in the first place in the city of Los Angeles.
These people on the street piss me off. I worked at age 47, never collected unemployment insurance so these homeless people can go shove it.
I seriously think this Gastelum guy is getting funded by these cartels. I think Congress is too. At least California Congress.
Ken, please don't go. John is one of my favorite people, but without you, the show's going to be a runaway train without an engineer. Please don't go.
What?
Forget about Newsom and DeSantis. I want to see Newsom debate Trump.
Just wanted to say thank you to both of you for entertaining me and informing me for a lot of years, but especially the last 7 months. I went through chemotherapy, and the one bright spot in my day was every day you two would make me laugh.
Isn't that
nice? I wish you well. Ken, I know whatever you do, you'll do well, and I can still listen to John anyway. Thank you so much.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Isn't that nice? We helped her through her chemo, John.
Yes. Although I take issue with the first guy who said
you know, if you'll sing to me, I could consider staying. You know what song? It was in there.
What?
From one of the... Please don't go. Don't go. That's what I thought of as soon as I heard that guy say it. Please don't go. Well, there you go. That's my second to last voice line as co-host of the show. And I want to thank all the people for their very nice messages on those voice line calls.
Although I take issue with the first guy who said you did this selflessly. You got a good paycheck out of this.
Well, yeah. They're saying that I'm really undergoing a very tormenting time being on with you.
I see. All right.
I just did it because you're right. There's money. All right. Coming up next. Hacks for the dumpster. It's a mob going in. The mob's throwing in a mob. We'll explain that coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you go to the iHeart app for John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
You can still bid on an hour of co-hosting with John Cobalt, pastathon.com. That's open until 11:45 p.m. tomorrow night. We understand the high bid is about $5,500, but obviously you can get even more money. Right, John?
That's right.
And you get an hour. Rare opportunity.
You get an hour on KFI. You know how much advertisers would have to pay to be on KFI for an hour?
Who would listen to an hour of an ad?
Far more than $5,500. Oh, if we could sell it, we'd run it.
Yes, we probably. Well, it's called infomercial radio.
That's right? Well, that's coming.
I think they do that on a couple of stations on like Sunday mornings. I tune in and hear some guy talking about vitamins.
Yeah. And the stations make money. Some stations' entire budgets are based on their infomercial sales.
I know, but you got two people listening. I don't know how that pencils out, but you know. Anyway, I guess if you sell a couple of pills. Hack at a dumpster. What's going to happen here, and this is a bit unusual for us, it's a mob throwing in a mob. One of the stories this week that got largely ignored by most of the media is the outrage that occurred in Oakland. The Oakland City Council has 8 members. They voted 8-0 for a ceasefire in Gaza. Permanent ceasefire. All right. If that isn't bad enough, they voted 6-2 to reject a proposed amendment by one of the members that would specifically condemn the killings and hostage taking by Hamas. 6-2. They rejected that. Their names are Nikki Fortunato Bass. Council president. B-A-S. Bass.
Oh.
Oh, you're thinking of Karen Bassetti.
Maybe it's sister.
Just one S. Nah, doesn't look like her. Noel Gallo, Rebecca Kaplan, Carol Fife, Kevin Jenkins, Dan Kalb, Janani Rama, and Trevor Reed.
Mm.
The mayor is Sheng Thao of the city of Oakland.
A lot of women are supporting Hamas terrorists. That's interesting.
Yeah, there's a decent amount of women.
I always hear the guys are the ones who are just violent Neanderthals promoting war and death. But the women are getting into it. That's good to see.
When they assembled to talk about this and vote on this on Monday night, 500 people signed up to speak at the council member, at the council meeting. Now you might understand why the mob is throwing in a mob, because we can't spare these people. And we found out a couple days later that one of them works for the Oakland City government.
Mm.
And she's the one that said that Israel killed their own people.
Yes. And she makes $151,000 a year as some kind of program manager.
The massacre of Jews is a fabricated narrative. Mm-hmm. Many of those killed on October 7th, including children, were killed by the IDF, which stands for Israeli Defense Forces.
So, I mean, that's like Alex Stone stuff. That's like Holocaust denier stuff.
Oh, that's why I'm amazed this isn't getting
Alex
more coverage.
Alex Jones. Did I say Alex Stone? Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. He's our ABC News reporter.
Alex Jones.
You did say it's Alex Jones. Who's what? Still has to pay out to the
like billions of dollars. Yeah,
I know. They're trying to still figure out a way that. Well, I heard they're holding out until they end his whole broadcast empire, because he was trying to find a way to get through this and salvage his career.
Right,
I guess
right. Declare bankruptcy and make him. You know, immune.
They want him done.
Yes.
It says here that. Of course, the big thing is. And Katie Grimes of the California Globe put this well. Oakland is in visible decline. Its leaders are in serious denial about the condition of their city. Horrific homicides, robberies, assaults, rampant crime, rampant violent crime, gang violence, failing schools, car break-ins, retail theft, passing resolutions to call for a ceasefire in Gaza over 7,000 miles away is nothing more than fiddling while Rome burns.
How does I'm fascinated by the human mind. How does this delusion work where you have mayhem in on your streets, right? People getting killed everywhere, robbed, beaten, homeless people, drug addiction, right? The whole thing, right in front of your eyes every day. Can't drive through Oakland without seeing it. And then these loons gather together to denounce the Israelis.
The Israelis, right. They're calling for a permanent ceasefire and refusing, 6-2, refusing to acknowledge that Hamas committed a terrorist attack and attacking inside Israel and killing all those people.
Where do these people come from? And they get voted in.
And here are the numbers. As of early July, homicides in Oakland were up 80% compared to 2019. Assaults and robberies up by 40% and 20% respectively. Car break-ins up nearly 90%. Vehicle thefts more than doubled.
Right. And so they think their vote on a resolution, on a sheet of paper, is going to matter 8,000 miles away. That the Israeli government is going to see that the Oakland City Council has weighed in against them. The Oakland City Council supporting brutal, murderous Hamas terrorists.
So
Good
we'll play
Lord.
For you. This is mostly the public speaking from, we played this earlier in the week. And this will be symbolic because in order to throw out, I don't know, probably dozens of members of the public and the 8 city council members into the into the dumpster would take forever. So let's play this audio and get the mob members in here.
There's not been beheadings of babies and rapings.
There she is.
Israel murdered their own people on October 7th.
Calling Hamas a terrorist organization is ridiculous, racist, and plays into genocidal propaganda that is flooding our media and that we should be doing everything possible to combat.
Good point.
I support the right of Palestinians to resist occupation, including through Hamas, the armed wing of the unified Palestinian resistance. As an Arab, asking with this context to condemn Hamas is very anti-Arab racist.
I
noticed that this was a massacre of Jews is a fabricated
narrative. Hamas raped some of the women.
Many of those killed on October 7th.
Women supporting rapists.
Were killed by the IDF.
Women supporting babies getting beheaded.
Propaganda.
Let's get the mob in here and lift this crowd up.
The notion that this was a massacre of Jews is a fabricated narrative.
Get them in that damn dumpster.
All these lovely women, these lovely ladies,
including children were killed by the IDF. An amendment condemning Hamas is bald propaganda narrative.
One crowded dumpster there, James.
Wow, eight council members and all this public that
Everyone's in there spitting on
it. It's a cacophony of noisy.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
how many times have we slammed in there? A couple of them peeked out. Well, when you have that many people in the dumpster, there were going to push their way out.
They had to chase a few down the road there.
Well, there you go. We have thrown the Oakland City Council along with many members of the public. Unbelievable Monday night. Voting not just for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, and permanent's a key word there, also refusing to acknowledge and condemn Hamas for the hostage taking and the killings of October 7th. Next, another round of the Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Here's a heartwarming headline.
Yes.
Electric cars encounter 80% more problems than gas cars.
I did see that headline this morning.
Consumer Reports says so. 80% more.
Not perfect yet.
Yes. And the government's going to force us to buy them.
All right. Well, we finish the show like we do most Fridays with the Moist Line calls, round two. Leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon to connect to the John and Ken Show Moist Line. Call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
John, I kind of got to give it to you, man. You filling out that leopard PJs. You're pretty like jacked, man.
Thank
After
you.
Cyber Monday and Friday and all that other stuff, don't forget about Weeping Wednesday when everybody realizes they don't have any money left.
It's an agenda. Everything's happening for a reason. When they flood cities with these, whoever they are, from another country, it's a plan to destroy that city. But you have nothing you can do about it because you need to go to work today.
I can attest to the indoctrination in colleges. I can also attest to the failure of classes when you oppose their political positions.
Hey, everybody, this is Governor Gavin Newsom. Let's get in the Christmas spirit. Remember, wear your masks at all times. Frosty, the snowman, was a jolly, happy soul. When the court got my and a button nose and two eyes made out of gold.
It sounds like it. That's good.
Full stop.
Love this show. Love Bidenville. I'm really going to miss you, Ken. I hope you could stop by occasionally and say hi to John.
No.
I think he's going to he's really going to miss you.
I'm just going to miss when Ken always jumps in right after, like, John finishes his long monologue just so he can catch his breath, and then Ken comes in. Yeah, you tell him.
I found it to be absolutely incredible that we can fly a plane on cow fat, but yet we can't produce cows.
Nikki Haley will be the first female president of the United States.
Look at that, a prediction.
Hey, Ken, we're going to miss you, bro. No more debating about the vegan and the food and stuff, man.
Yeah, I don't have to.
It's kind of boring. But anyway, hopefully you'll have a good vacation and a good retirement.
Ken, I'm calling from Canada. Good luck in the future. Sorry to see you go. At least John will still be there. Anyway, good luck in the future there.
Yeah, the future's
death.
Love
the show, Ken. Sorry to see you retiring. And tell Gavin Newsom he sucks.
If you were to play a game where you had to match photographs of people with their occupations, for example, a doctor, lawyer, dentist, governor, and a used car salesman, I'm guessing most people outside of California would pick Newsom as the used car salesman.
Yes, they would.
No offense to used car salespeople.
Oh, dear, Ken Chapeau, we know now you're really going to go from the John and Ken show.
Oh, a rhyme.
We will miss you. Thank you for standing up for the survivors of violent crime. You're a good guy. We don't know what we're going to do without you, but John's going to have to keep up the fight of the insanity of California. Aloha, good friend. Thank you for the time to talk about my son years ago, Carl Dan.
My favorite part of this so far has been the apocalypse death, where you get Jerry Brown up there saying, we're all going to be dead.
That's the
and
best
we continue to see how nothing he said was right. Thanks for the enlightenment.
It's Thursday afternoon, and I'm facing a real dilemma here. I got to make a decision between the NFL Seattle Seahawks versus Dallas Cowboys
I had to make this decision,
or some
too.
Debate between Beavis and Butthead. Can you help me out?
I love you guys. I've been meaning to call for years, but I just want to say that you are my drug of choice.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang
up.
You
are her drug of choice.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Like, we're like a crack, good snort of fentanyl.
Yeah.
You'll be unconscious and
drink.
Drink.
Well, there you go.
You'll start to rot.
That's the last time I'll be hearing the Moist Line calls as part of the show, but you can always leave a message for John. He'll carry on, right?
I'm telling you, we're going to, the next day, we're going to call you.
The next day what?
Well, the next day after you officially leave, we're going to call you up and say, well, what are you
doing?
Well,
you're not working, I understand, the next day. So
okay, you're right. Yeah. The first day I'm by myself, I'm going to call and say, well, what are you doing? Okay. Every time the phone rings.
I told you I'm tuning in just to hear you go, John and Ken show, John Cobble. No more.
Conway's here.
Hey now, yeah, that's pretty sad. I didn't even think about it. This is the last Moist Line.
The last Moist
Line. Yeah, it is.
Well, the Moist
Line in a dumpster.
It's going to continue, but without Ken greeting the Moisters.
Right. But it's still, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Alex Michelson's coming on with us.
Oh, you have to take me off that greeting too, John, at the beginning.
Oh, yes.
This is John
again. Yeah, I know. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we'll leave you on.
Or just bleep it.
Bleep it.
But that's actually a great idea for the name of the show. It's John and Ken Show. Ken's not here.
Ken's not here.
Yeah.
Wow. It's kind of permanent.
Ken's no longer with us.
Really? Yes. What do you got tonight?
I'm also excited. Never heard anyone so excited to get to the December 6th. This is great.
Yeah. I am.
December
6th.
1 foot out the door. 1 foot in Vegas.
Well, you know, at the beginning, it's just going to seem like a few weeks off, and it'll set in next year. Yeah.
You know what somebody said to me today? They go, why is he retiring on a Wednesday?
I don't know. And I can answer that question.
I can too, I bet.
You know the answer, Tim, right?
The ratings book.
That is the end of the ratings period, officially next Wednesday. Then it's called the holiday book, and it's all about Christmas music.
He doesn't want to be screwed out of his bonus, right, by leaving early. So.
I just thought I'd go to the end of the official ratings period.
Or he doesn't trust you to get his bonus for him.
Well, he shouldn't.
That's what has going on. Anyway, also, there was an earthquake that bothered a lot of people. Where was
where?
That? 4.8 in Imperial County near California-Mexico border.
Anybody live there?
I don't know, but somebody online said, God's not into immigration.
Yeah. I was going to say, is that where those migrant camps are that they set up?
And then two streaming giants in talks to bundle their services. We'll tell you who they are tonight. Tonight. All right.
I know you'll be into this. My wife sent me a text. She wants you to know she's up for two LA Club Press Awards Sunday night.
Wow, that's great.
I know you're a big fan.
That's a huge
guest
deal.
Of the show, yeah.
Yeah.
The Golden Mics.
Where is the gold with the press awards?
Biltmore Hotel downtown. And she's hosting part of it, too.
Holy smokes, man. She's hotter than you are.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, her career's taken off.
Yeah, somebody's got to earn money.
That's right. All right, Ding Dong with Ken Chapeau, man.
Bring it on, Conway.
Ding Dong with
Conway.
You, dude.
And Crozier's got the news.
Yeah.
Ding Dong. Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.